At 4 minutes past, Mike Osborne with WMOT News. United Record Pressing is moving out of its 1960s-era building to a larger facility, sparking concerns about possibly losing another landmark of Nashville's music history. But United is promising to preserve and reinvent the space. Craig Habinghurst has the story.
Vintage record presses have been humming and hissing away at United's new 140,000-square-foot plant on Allied Drive near the Nashville Zoo for some months now, during a transition that's nearly complete.
Yeah, I mean, we're about to double capacity.
Kendall Rice, United's marketing and business development manager, says they've been maxed out for years at about 40,000 records per day. Growth, spurred by a years-long surge in demand for vinyl records, also means more employment.
You know, we're going from a staff that was about 125, and we hope to get to about 200 come summer.
Then attention can turn to repurposing the historic, architecturally unique headquarters in the Wedgwood-Houston neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, it has so much potential.
The building includes the so-called Motown Suite, an apartment that hosted visiting executives from black-owned record labels in the 1960s, when Jim Crow laws barred them from most hotels in town. The space today is a living museum.
There's not a set plan, but we definitely want to do something that honors the history, and maybe it's a cool partnership that has the like-mindedness of, you know, the love of hospitality and music.
Rice says they're taking their time.
We want everyone to know that, to rest assured, it's in good hands.
For WMOT, I'm Craig Havighurst.
Don't leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your
Thanks, Craig. That's local news for this hour on WMOT.